right, welcome into another edition of the High School Hockey Report. My name is Sean Belegian. Every week we like to move around the state, all parts of the state, let people know some of the great things that are happening in the greatest game on earth. Let's start on the far east side. Kind enough to join us, having a really good season out there in Grosse Pointe. The head coach at Grosse Pointe South, the Blue Devil, Bobby McKillop. Coach, first of all, really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us here on the High School Hockey Report. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, let's start, before we talk about what's going on this year, let's go back to last year. I think, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, you can probably speak to this better than anybody. You guys surprised some people last year. The run that you guys had that ended at the CompuWare Arena at the time, now USA Hockey Arena, it surprised some people. And I think this year, you're not going to sneak up on anybody, and that's not a bad problem, right?
Well, no. I mean, obviously, last year with us having the success we had, that kind of comes with the territory. I thought last year, you know, with the run, that the way it's set up for us, we didn't exactly have the toughest run in order to get to CompuWare. We had to get past a really tough Romeo team in the quarterfinal, and we're able to do that. And then, obviously, when you get to CompuWare Arena and you're playing a team like Brother Rice, so obviously, you're on full display. So, yeah, we're not going to sneak up on anybody. But again, Division Two this year, as you've talked about all season long, is an extremely tough division. I don't think anybody's really sneaking up on anybody. I think it's a 7 or 8 team race, and we're just fortunate to be even in the discussion.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. Again, Coach McKillop kindly joins us, the head coach at Grosse Pointe South. I think it's just great for the game, Coach. You know, obviously, if you're a Blue Devil, if you're an Eagle fan, if you're a Warrior fan, a Spartan fan, yeah, you want to be the team at the end. But looking at the big picture, that race in Division II, I think it's captivated people all the way from the UP to the Ohio border.
Well, see, that's the thing. If you can talk about the three divisions, when you take a look at Division Two with everybody involved, not only with the Brother Rice's, the Heartlands, the Trentons, Romeos, every single Livonia Churchill, Livonia Franklin, Plymouth, Salem. It's so much deeper. There's just such a huge group in that Division Two grouping that our run alone, just in order for us to get to where we hope to get to is Royal Oak, a good Berkeley team in the pre-regional final, Brother Rice, Heartland, Livonia Stevenson, and then whoever comes out of the other side. That's just a group that if all us professionals would like to sit back and go, okay, well, this is should make it through. This is who should make it through. But the reality of it is anybody can get knocked off before we even get to that point. So it's a competitive division. I think it's great for high school hockey. I think there's a lot of high school hockey players that come out of this that get a lot more exposure. But then there's kids that aren't playing high school hockey that get to come see quality hockey and go, geez, you know, maybe that's an option for me. So I think it's great for the sport.
Coach Bobby McKillop, of course, Grosse Pointe South joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. I want to piggyback on what you just said because, you know, Coach, not that long ago, there was almost, I don't want to say a negative connotation, but a lot of times young players with a lot of skill, high school wasn't an option for them, or so they thought. In the last 10 years, you know, I'll tell this to anybody that listened, the amount of talent across the state has improved so incredibly, and therefore, we are seeing these guys, whether they be in your area, wherever, you're seeing these guys make high school hockey the choice and further their career in the process.
Well, a lot of that has to do with what we just went through this weekend, the Trenton Showcase, the MIHL, the success that those two leagues with their showcases bringing guys like McEachern getting drafted in the National Hockey League, having success, a lot of guys going to D1. AAA isn't necessarily has to be the option if you want to be a player past high school hockey. There is options for high school hockey. There are people coming to see you play. There are D1 scouts, D2, D3, USHL. There's even OHL guys coming across the border now, as you're familiar with in the Ontario Hockey League. I played in the Ontario Hockey League for 4 years. So there's a road for you to go down if you can come play for a quality program of high school hockey. It isn't like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, where it was, well, it's only the Cranbrook, the Brother Rice's, and these private schools. No, it's Livonia Stevenson's, the Trentons, everybody who's coming to the forefront. It's now becoming a much bigger pool, and now these kids are making the decision not just based on, well, I need to play AAA hockey in order to move on. I can come play for a quality program because now there's even more quality hockey people involved giving these kids an opportunity to move forward.
Coach McKillop, of course, Grosse Pointe South head coach. If you haven't seen the Blue Devils play, exciting team. You'll get an opportunity this Saturday. They take on Trenton in Fraser. Then they have Cranbrook in Fraser. I'm just looking at your schedule. We'll get to your league in particular, but your remaining schedule, Coach, it's absurd. As I mentioned, you have Trenton, you have Cranbrook, you have a vastly improved De La Salle squad. You have UD, who's been outstanding in Division One. You guys aren't ducking anybody. I mean, this schedule is full of landmines all the way.
Well, we learned a valuable lesson last year. I thought when we got to Compuware Arena and we played a really good Brother Rice team, I thought our schedule wasn't indicative of us being prepared for the run that we had to go on. And so when we ran up against a quality team like Brother Rice, I thought we were on our heels and we weren't prepared for it. So this year when the season started, I sat down with the general manager, Jim Corbett. I said, listen, we have an opportunity to play all 9 MIHL teams this year. I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to play as many of those teams at the end of our schedule so that we're prepared for our playoff run. So this was done by design. We played Orchard Lake, St. Mary's before the showcase, and then now we keep that run going, and all we wanted to do is make sure that we're prepared for the gauntlet that we're on. We're calling it the gauntlet. But this is the gauntlet for us. I love it. I think it makes our kids stronger. It's done by design, and hopefully it pays off.
You know, one of the things that jumps out to me as well, you know, I was writing about this earlier. Don't overlook the Metro League East as a whole. I mean, obviously, you guys are getting it done. Coach Quint's been getting it done forever. A dangerous Country Day team. University of Liggett. Hey, not only the landmines you're going to face out of conference, but there are a lot of landmines inside your own conference as well. Talk about the overall play in the Metro League East.
Well, I try and talk about the Metro League East all the time, especially with the growth that we had adding the University of Liggett to it. We've had our battles with Liggett for years, obviously being a fellow Grosse Pointe school. But people don't understand how tough, for instance, Country Day. We've lost twice to Country Day this year, and Frank does a great job over there at Country Day, and their teams are always ready to play. Obviously, Mikey over at Wyandotte, he's done what he's done, and his kids are always ready to play. It's a really tough division. It's been a league that's been around for forever. It's obviously gone through some changes. It's gone through a metamorphosis. But the core group in the Metro League, not only, you know, today, but in the past, it's got a lot of history to it. And we're just trying to carry that torch and make sure that league stays strong.
Coach McKillop, of course, head coach of Grosse Pointe South, again, in action Saturday the 13th. They take on Trenton, and then the next Saturday taking on Cranbrook. Coach, you mentioned the record. You're 14-6-1, which certainly is a good record. But, you know, one of the things that jumps out to me when you dig a little deeper and you look at the results is in those losses, you're in the game. I mean, you got one-goal games mixed in there, you know, against Rice, against Salem, against Calumet. You know, is this team I guess, going back to your point about learning from last year, is this team more battle-tested, or is it still a work in progress?
Well, I think we're a little bit of both. We're definitely more battle-tested. Obviously, we lose two shootouts in the showcase, which if you add overtime, who knows where the way that game's going to go, who likes shootouts. But, I mean, obviously, time constraints, we got to play shootouts. So, I mean, talk to the Wings, they'll tell you about shootouts. But, you know, we are battle-tested. I think we're not where we need to be. We played a really good CC team last night. That was kind of a bar for exactly where we are. And we're going to play a really tough Trenton team, and obviously the Cranbrook, U of D, and a really good deal of South team before we go into the rest of our gauntlet. But I think for us, for me personally, and for my coaching staff, it was about let's put ourselves in the best position to be prepared for what's coming. When I take a look at us, I think we're about 65 or 70% of the way there. I don't think any coach will tell you that they're there. I'm not a glass half full guy for sure, but I'm a realist. I think there's a lot of things that we need to do if we want to compete on the level that we need to compete at in order to win a state championship. And if in order to do that, you know the run we have to go on, you know the gauntlet we got to go through. We have to be really good inside the puck. Our goaltending's got to be really good. You're going to win championships from your goaltender out. Can't turn the puck over in the neutral zone. We got to be really aggressive on the offensive side, and we got to be who we need to be on all areas and hold us accountable for doing that. And we're not quite there yet, but we're getting there.
Hey, I'll tell you what, on behalf of a very happy Grosse Pointe alum, my buddy Ryan Armani from Fox 2 and Detroit Sports 105.1, people are talking about you guys. They're talking about you guys for the right reasons. Continued success. I think you as a coach, you're great for the game. Certainly your team is great for the game. All the best in that D2 playoff, which, as we talked about, that's going to be tough for whoever comes out. Whoever comes out of that is going to be a very deserving champion at the end of the year.
Well, thanks, Sean. I really appreciate it. There's no question. High school hockey's heading in the right direction, and obviously that D2 division. Win, lose, or draw, I'll be there to see it unfold, and whoever comes out of there is going to be a true champion.
Outstanding. Best of luck to you, Coach. Thanks for the time. Coach Bobby McCullough here on the High School Hockey Report. All right, welcome back into the High School Hockey Report. So glad you could join us. My name is Sean Bellegian. Chances are, if you're at a rink, really anywhere across the great state of Michigan, chances are you've either seen this guy or will see this guy. Glad to have him on as a guest. I always love chatting with him in private and when we see each other. Ben Salagi does a great job covering the prep scene for state champs. Really appreciate Ben joining us here on the High School Hockey Report. My friend, how have you been? Thanks for joining us.
I've been good. There was that showcase down in Trenton, the MIHL showcase, still recovering from that. It's a lot of hockey to digest and get through, but now outside of that, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You know what's great about that, Ben, is every year you end up coming away from it going, that is awesome. How can you top it? And seemingly every year, the MIHL, to their credit, finds a way to do it. And you know, for me, the best part about that is, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts, it's simultaneously the work that they put into it and the product itself. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, getting there Friday, the very first game that I saw was Saginaw Heritage versus Hancock. And that's, quite honestly, two teams I have not seen, but obviously you follow anyone that knows anything about high school hockey. They're two very good programs and two well-respected programs. And that was, quite honestly, one of my favorite games to watch. I mean, the product, it doesn't matter what division you're looking at, really. The product is always going to be good. It's always going to be solid. I mean, those two teams, I mean, it's Division III hockey, and they are the number one, number two teams, depending on what rankings you're looking at.
Sure.
In Division III hockey. And it was quite honestly, Sean, the best game I've ever seen so far this season. It was just, the competition level was amazing. The kids played really, really hard. There was a comeback there, and then obviously with the showcase, they don't play overtime. They go into a shootout immediately to cut down on time. Yeah, it speaks volumes to what the product is. I mean, you have teams all across the state, you know, matching up with each other, you know, flexing their muscles, so to speak. I mean, you have Northville on Friday also beating a very good Cranbrook team, who then turned around and got a very big win over Rochester Unified on Saturday. So the product's there. It's always competitive. It's just, in a nutshell, it's fantastic. Anyone who has any interest in hockey should definitely go to one of these showcases, because you're going to see good games at a very good price.
You know, and that's the thing. I wish that they would do more of these. I've talked to, you know, various coaches about it. You know, find a way to, you know, maybe not to that magnitude, but have more. Traverse City has one. You know, Gaylord has one. Obviously, the public school has their showcase or anything. It really is, as cliche and cheesy as it sounds, a celebration of the product. And Ben, I don't know how long you've been covering it. I can tell you, not only from back in the day as a young man, but, you know, from doing the finals the last 15 years and running into guys like you at rinks, every year the talent level improves and the coaching is incredible as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, coaching is fantastic across the league. I mean, you could look at, you know, a guy like Rich Gadwa in, you know, Heartland, who has a very kind of grind you out type of mentality, but he still utilizes his star players very, very well. You have a guy out in Houghton that I respect tremendously, and Corey Markham.
Coach Markham.
Yeah, I mean, he's very, very good. You know, he always seems to luck himself into very good goaltenders, but that's, you know, that's not by design. It seems like they just gravitate towards him. So it's just one of the things that, you know, the coaching is always there. The coaching's good. You look at a situation, again, like Northville, their head coach, Clint Robert, taking a year off, and they're using an interim head coach, and they're still going without a hitch. They're still very, very impressive. And, yeah, it speaks to coaching. And, again, it goes back to the product. It's just very, very well put together. The kids are disciplined. And for the most part, it's, you know, back with, like, parity and stuff. I mean, all these public schools, you know, even though I stay basically in Southeast Michigan, all these public school teams, you know, can really knock off one another when it comes to the playoff time. And that's what makes the playoffs so interesting.
Ben Selege, kindly joining us here, does a great job covering the high school game for state champs, and he joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. You know, Ben, this is cool that I get an opportunity to talk to you because, you know, when I talk to the coaches, you certainly don't want to disrespect them about who you like, who you don't like, et cetera, because it's such a good product. But you and I can sit back. You mentioned that Northville team. This is a team that something happened with them about a month ago. I saw them a couple months ago. They weren't bad by any stretch of the imagination, but they're getting some fantastic goaltending. That's a team I'm looking at in Division One. Look, the elephant in the room, Catholic Central, yet again, is the team to beat. But a team like Northville with the goaltending that they can get, you know, Rochester certainly been playing better. There are going to be some teams that might make things difficult for Catholic Central.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And plus with the style of play that Northville has, that defense is smothering.
Yep.
I mean, they just come right at you. They're not afraid to play man-on-man hockey with, you know, a good forecheck and a good backcheck. They will stay on top of you, cut off your passing lanes. And, you know, once you do that, it limits your transition game tremendously, and then they just try to outwork you. I mean, they have a philosophy of just basically playing your man, play your assignment, and just shut up and just let the game come to you. I mean, that's a direct quote from their coach. It's just, when you look, even, you know, Division One, yeah, Catholic Central is always going to be there, but Brighton's still good. U of D Jesuits, very, very good. Yep. They're well coached. But also, like, I mean, you and I have talked about it numerous times. Division Two, oh, you look at, you know, the rankings of, you know, one through five, even all the way 1 through 10. If you're looking at the, you know, certain rankings, any one of those teams can come out as a champion.
You know what's amazing? I was going to go right into that. We just had Coach McCullough on from Grosse Pointe South, and Ben, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, there isn't a team. You know, you look at Romeo. I mean, last year they burst on the scene, and now, you know, they're not surprising anybody, and they keep rolling. Lavonia Stevenson has been a mainstay. Brother Rice, obviously, has been a mainstay and the defending champion. Even Trenton is a team that, you know, on any given night can beat anybody out there. You know, no disrespect to Division One, and we'll get to Division Three in a second. I am fascinated by Division Two because there are landmines and pitfalls all throughout just to get to USA Hockey Arena, let alone win it all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. They are landmines. I mean, it's something that, you know, Romeo, you're right. I mean, right now that they are, I believe, 20-1 is incredible. Just that whole school with what they're doing, you know, their football program winning a state championship, volleyball getting to the finals, and now their hockey team following right along. I seriously need to do, like, an investigative piece to see what they feed their kids at Romeo. Because that's impressive, right? But, yeah, I mean, you look at, you know, Rick Gadwell and Hartland, they're always good. David Mitchell's squad with Stevenson's always very, very solid. You know, Colin Barber is probably one of the best backstops you're ever going to see in net so far this year. So he's kind of spoiled at the goaltender position, but he also gets a good production from his forwards. Obviously, Brother Rice, when they want to flip the switch, when they're on, they're on. So, yeah, there's a lot of landmines. And it's something that when I was covering – Lavonia Franklin versus Stevenson, I believe it was now 2 weeks ago, there was a young goaltender in Jake Penny who, yeah, for Franklin is going to have people know his name by the time he's a junior. He's a very well put together goaltender. Even though the score didn't reflect it, I believe it was a 9-1 win for Stevenson. He played very, very well, even though the score doesn't reflect it. So, yeah, Division Two is definitely a lot of landmines and very, very lethal.
Ben Salagi joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. Ben, I don't know about you. It seems like on a daily basis I change my mind in regards to who I like in D2. It'll be Heartland. I'm like, oh, I love Gadwa's team. I've seen them a couple times. Marquette's having a good year. That's what makes the playoffs so great. And I guess as a segue, there's a little bit of that going on in Division III as well. You mentioned Saginaw Heritage, who had the run in Division II back in 2013. Before falling to Livonia Stevenson in the semifinals. They're a team that's up there. The teams from the Upper Peninsula, you know what you're going to get when you face Coach Markham, when you face Hancock, when you face Calumet. They're going to come at you. And then, of course, there's the old standby Cranbrook that even by their lofty standards, they aren't having, you know, a banner year. That's a team that can go out and beat anybody come tournament time.
Oh, yeah, and it's something that – you know, even you and I kind of discussed at the beginning of the year, just doing the preseason rankings. I was very skeptical what Cranbrook could do, you know, losing a kid like Spencer Applebaum in net, losing, you know, the Alger brothers, you know, to graduation. But yet, you know, again, Cranbrook's Cranbrook. They're going to reload. They're going to play well. Even though you look at their record, you see a, you know, 12-8 team and losing to, you know, certain teams. They're losing to teams like Northville. They're losing very competitive games, and it's just something that, you know, they're always going to be a threat. They're always going to be, you know, a team that you have to look for in Division III, but I really do like the way Houghton plays. I really do. I was really impressed last Saturday. They have a very, very, very good player in Reed Patillo that the offense goes through. He plays very, very well. He snipes the puck well. He sees the net very, very well. I spoke with him after the showcase. Surprisingly, he's not getting a lot of looks from junior teams just yet, which is kind of surprising, but he'll get there. If there's a team, though, that I would like in Division III, quite honestly, it would be Houghton, and then, obviously, I do like Saginaw. Saginaw is very good. Heritage puts together a very good team, and they're always going to be competitive. They're going to come right at you.
You know, it's great, too, that you got Allen Park coming out of nowhere. You got, you know, the goaltending is shading in Chelsea. And, you know, Coach Perry up in Flint Powers. Division III is going to be interesting as well. And you know, Ben, I could sit here and talk to you forever. And what people don't know is Ben and I do talk forever a lot of times during the course of the season and everything. Ben, let everybody know where they can follow you and see your work. You know I respect you as a person and I respect your work, so I'm going to lob you a softball. Crush it for us, huh?
Sure, yeah. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's very simple, even though my last name's not simple. it's just at Ben Szilagyi, so that's S-Z-I-L-A-G-Y. I'm usually covering at least a game a week. If not, I'll definitely try to, you know, look through stats and see what I can find. But yeah, I'm also the co-owner of SportsRadioDetroit.com. We've been around for about 4 years. I do have a very strong radio background. I did work at 97.1 The Ticket for 4 years. So I get around. I do. I get around, and you know, I try to be as fun and as opinionated as you are. So that anywhere you can find me, definitely if you want to read my game stories, they're always going to be up on State Champs. Network.com. So anything, you know, if there's a feature story people need to send to me, you know, you can get me at my email. It's just ben.szilagyi@gmail.com. Like I did a feature on Wyandotte's goaltender, Jake Timmerman. Very, very good kid. Very awesome kid in that story. Him overcoming Hodgkin's lymphoma in the span of, I think it's like 4 to 5 months and still coming back to play in his junior year. Stuff like that's incredible. So if you guys have stories for me, let me know. I'm more than happy to, you know, share the product and grow the product. Because, Sean, as you've said before, it's very, very special. Not a lot of people, you know, gravitate towards hockey naturally. It's either football or basketball, but hockey's right up there.
No doubt about it. Hey, you do a great job as well. We'll both continue to preach the gospel, and I'm sure I will see you at a rink sooner rather than later. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Ben Szilagyi here on the High School Hockey Report. Thanks, bud.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great day, man.
All right, you too. All right, welcome back into the High School Hockey Report. Our next guest for this edition, the head coach at Royal Oak. And, you know, a perfect guy to talk to about the changing landscape of the high school hockey world. He is Craig Ward. Coach Ward, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on the High School Hockey Report. How are you, bud?
Good. Pleasure to be on here with you, Sean.
You know, Craig, let's start. You know, you're a guy, you've seen, like, literally every facet for what, 25 years in the high school game, from, you know, your playing days down in Trenton to coaching to being a part of the game and in so many different facets. Sometimes people think it's almost a cliche when you talk about how much the product has improved, but who better to ask than somebody like yourself that very question? How much has this product improved?
Oh, it's great. I mean, high school hockey is, you know, back in the day when I played was, you know, it was more physical. It was hard-nosed hockey. You know, growing up in a mecca like Trenton, I think you were born with skates on down there. So, you know, it's, you know, you're sitting there and you're, okay, you have so many teams. Now, you know, you got a plethora of teams and, you know, it's becoming where high school hockey now is more skill-oriented. And with the opportunity you have at youth hockey and the associations around it, it just makes our product better. And I think, you know, a lot of kids are skipping that AAA mentality and coming to high school hockey because they're seeing more players either go to that, you know, tier three college hockey or to tier three junior or junior A. So I think the product's getting better and better. You know, you got the fans out, kids are starting to see that, you know, the opportunity's there. It's just a matter of, you know, you got your top schools, you got your bottom schools, and now the middle schools are being more competitive with each other.
Craig Ward, the head coach at Royal Oak, joins us here on the High School Hockey Report. You know, it's funny, Craig, we were talking to Coach McCullum about this from Grosse Pointe South. You know, it's almost like the seal had to be broken. You had to see that kids were going to move on from high school hockey, that it wasn't the end. And, you know, you see the scouts, whether it be at the high school showcase or the MIHL showcase or just regular games, and you see guys moving on to the USHL and you see guys moving on to college and even a few moving on to the show and everything. It's almost like once that started happening, kids are like, oh, you know what? I can go and be noticed.
Yeah, you know, specifically for our program, again, we're a mediocre program that, you know, that our mentality is to work hard, plain and simple. And you know what? We learn the game as we go, and we got kids that have played house. We got kids that played AA. We got kids that play AAA this year, you know. Over the last 4 years, we've been building. And I think the game itself, with Coach McCullum as well, is that kids are getting more opportunities because there is more opportunities. And I think that's what high school hockey brings, is the fact is that we just have a great opportunity. And, you know, I was talking to a scout the other day, and the scout mentioned to me, he goes, Craig, he goes, if the kid's good enough, he'll be found.
Yep.
He'll be found. And, you know, and that's no matter where he plays. It doesn't matter if he's playing here or there. He goes, and you know what? High school is an alternative where it's efficient for families to be able to afford. And, you know, I have several on my team that, you know, said, hey, you know, we got to come here because, you know, we're tired of paying that top bill for the AAA ranks. And, you know, they're still being seen. There's plenty of opportunities to be seen here.
You know, it's funny you say that because our mutual friend Mike Vellucci, you know, formerly with the Whalers, and he's now the assistant general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes, that's a line he used all the time, Craig. I mean, I'm sure you know that as well. If you can play, we're going to find you. And I don't like to single out guys on this show because it is a team sport. I mean, I'm biased. I think it's the ultimate team sport. But you have a guy right now that I think people are talking about in Henry Gabriel having an outstanding year. What makes him so special? Special, Craig.
Oh, he's passionate. You know, he's first one on the ice. You know, he's the last one to leave. You know, the kid, if you know, if he could spend 8 hours, 9 hours a day on the ice, he'd be there. And I think, you know, with Henry, you know, Henry came on our team last year as a sophomore. Great talent. Didn't really know what to expect from the high school game. Adapted very quickly because his hockey IQ is up there. You know, but he's got a knack for the game. He's got a talent that, you know, that I haven't seen in a while on my teams, or around at least our league or the state. He's, you know, he started to start of the season. You know, he's got a lot of weight on his shoulders leading this team. He is a captain as a junior. And, you know, he put together one heck of a January with 34 points. And, you know, but, you know, he's got the will. And that's, you know, that's what I use all the time is if you've got the will to win, the will to score, the will to make plays, the will to make everyone better around you, that's what the player you want. And, you know, Henry's one of those kids. He wills everything that he has. He's not a quitter. He just continues to get better every day on and off the ice. And you know what? He's nonstop.
Craig Ward joins us, head coach at Royal Oak. If you haven't seen them play, you have an opportunity tonight, as a matter of fact. Oxford, Avondale at the Royal Oak Lindell, and then Saturday at Bloomfield at the Detroit Skate Club. You know, you talked about his 34 points in the month of January, but for people out there that aren't aware of this, in your last eight games, you guys have scored 65 goals. I mean, that's unheard of. It's incredible. You guys, you know, you were scoring a little bit before, but now you're doing it more consistently. What flipped for you guys? Can you pinpoint it, Craig?
You know, execution is, you know, we're adapting to the team. Is as a coach and as a, you know, as a hockey guy, is you got to look at what you have. And, you know, we moved things around, tested things. You know, we lost some players last year, so some key players, and we needed to adapt and say, hey, you know, what is our stronghold? Our stronghold right now is our offense. You know, I'm not going to lie to anyone. It's, you know, everyone sees it. It's nonstop. And these kids are confident. You know, they're not cocky. They're confident. And you know what? They're moving the puck. We found some synergy between Henry and Murphy, his line mate, as well as, you know, Wade Herbert stepped up. You know, we've had the injuries like every other team has. We've had the sickness go through the team, but, you know, is we got three lines that want to produce. But, you know, they're believing, I think. And you know what? They're taking the opportunity to capitalize on the chances that they get. And when they capitalize, we weren't capitalizing in the beginning. Pretty capitalizing, started going in and hitting the twine. And that's, you know, that's a sign of a good team.
You guys were playing at Clark Park a couple weeks ago, and for the benefit of people that weren't out there or didn't see it, Craig, I'll tell you what, you can attest to this. It was pouring rain, not snow, pouring rain about 15 minutes before you guys took the ice, but everybody got out there with their squeegees, and you know, we made the best of it and everything. What was that experience like for you and your boys? It seemed to me, from a viewer's standpoint, that both your squad and the Lakers from West Bloomfield just had a good time out there.
Oh, it was a blast. It was, you know what? We can contribute back and give something back to Clark Park. We want to do it, but it's also experience for the boys. Not one kid on that team's ever played in an outdoor game. And, you know, I wish it was snowing and colder, but we have to deal with the Mother Nature and what it delivers. You know, but, you know, for our team to come out and skate in that and have a good time in downtown Detroit at Clark Park, it was these boys were very, very excited. I mean, it was an experience that none of them had. And, you know, we were just glad we could go out there and do what we did.
How do you feel, again, if people haven't seen your squad, they have a chance tonight, Wednesday, February 10th, against Oxford Avondale at Lindell Arena in Royal Oak, and a chance again Saturday at Bloomfield at the Detroit Skate Club. How do you feel about the team right now? I mean, the playoffs are just a few weeks away. Obviously, you got the offense going. How do you feel working towards the playoffs, Craig?
We got our backs against the wall. I mean, we're a good team. We're 12-5-1. We're doing well, you know, for the team that we had. And, you know, we're getting prepared for it. You know, we got a rough road against, you know, Coach McCollum, who you just talked to, in Grosse Pointe South. And then, you know, the winner takes on Berkeley. And then I'm going to guess that from there you got to see where you go. And, you know, we're preparing now, but we got something in mind prior to playoffs. And, you know, that's the OAA league. Is, you know, we lost to Troy in the beginning of the season, and now we're, you know, we got them on the 20th. But first and foremost, we got to get through Avondale tonight, and we got to get through Bloomfield on Saturday, and then we got Troy the following Saturday and a couple games in between. So So, you know, we focus one game at a time. You know, you hear that from every coach, but you know, like I said before, our preparedness now in preparation for games is much greater than it ever has been. And I think that's what's the key right now, is to, you know, watch films, you know, get prepared, work on the game during the week and get the job done. And, you know, Royal Oak, I always use that, you know, before we go on the ice, you got to clock in. You know, it's time to work. And you know what, this is a job when we go, and when you're there an hour and a half beforehand, you know what, it's not about screwing around. You know, we don't have the wherewithal or the talent or the mentality to say, hey, you know, we can take this night off and win. We have to work every single night to make sure that, you know what, we come out on top, and, you know, we compete at the level we need to compete at.
Great stuff. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you, bud. Again, Royal Oak in action, Oxford, Avondale, Royal Oak Lindell Arena tonight at 8 o'clock. You get a chance to see him Saturday night as well against the Detroit Skate Club. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Keep up the good work with your squad. You're a fun team to watch and certainly good for the product overall. Be good, my friend.
All right, thanks, Sean. I appreciate it.
Craig Ward, head coach at Royal Oak, here on the High School Hockey Report. All right, that's going to do it for another edition of the High School Hockey Report. Hey, like I always say, hopefully we'll see you out at Arena real soon. Get out there and support the product. The guys like Coach McCullough and certainly Craig Ward do a great job with their teams, and the boys work their tail off. It's a great watch. So thanks to everybody out there for listening. It's always a pleasure to bring this to you. A very special thanks and a shout-out to executive producer Adam Zellick. My name is Sean Bellegian. That's it for now. We'll talk to you again next week. In the meantime, we'll see you at the rink.